What's up, bitches? Happy motherfucking Thursday. You are making it through another week. Pat yourself on the back.
Pat yourself on the back. You're doing it. You're doing the damn thing. And here we are to enjoy another fresh podcast from your host, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you are subscribed and following and sharing this with all of your friends and asking me to send you a business card so you can share them with all the strangers too. Okay. We've been talking about meditation. I know I'm heavy on it this week because it's super fucking important. I'm going to tell you one of the biggest reasons that I'm an advocate for the meditation. Okay. If you guys follow me on social media, you saw what I posted, meditation, because we all need a dose of sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. That's a fact. We all need that. But I'm going to tell you guys something. Okay. Everybody asks me how I can do all the things. Like, I'm resilient. I'm resilient as fuck. That is definitely one of my stronger traits, is that, yeah, I get knocked down just like everyone else, but bitch, I pop back up pretty fucking fast. Okay. Things that would knock people out of the ring for good, I use it as fuel. Okay. I'm mentally tough. I'm mentally tough. And the reason I am, I give a lot of that credit to meditation. 100%. Like situations that used to just knock the wind out of me, emotional situations, just everything, fucking life situations. Because of that meditation, it made me tough. And what made me tough, it's not the fucking peaceful, easy, sitting to myself, not that part. What makes me tough is because that part of me that wants to get up and go do all the things, I use it as a dose of sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. I know the more I'm struggling to sit into my meditation, the stronger I have to be to stay in that moment, to stay in the present moment. Fucking meditation is hard. So we're going to talk about that today. Some ways to grow your mental toughness. It benefits you. Because when you're mentally tough, it's easier to overcome your fucking challenges. Whether we're talking mental shit, physical shit, emotional shit, or something that's keeping you from achieving your goals. Would you, and what if you could, would you like to make your life easier with mental toughness? Would you like to be a resilient ass bitch? This is where the inner rebel in me was born. Literally. Like all of it, all of it. That rebellion, the rebellion now is to become resilient. Everybody else is just going balls to the wall, losing their fucking minds over everything. I want you to step on the side of resilience, okay? This is the thing. And you don't have to be born with this. You don't have to be born mentally tough, okay? You get to cultivate the toughness. And you can grow it step by step from wherever your starting point happens to be, wherever the fuck you are. So we're going to talk about these strategies to create fucking resilience, mental toughness that's going to send a chill down the spine of most other people. All right. So number one, we are just that meditation. That's the number one. I know, bitch, it looks peaceful and easy to just the casual observer, but I promise you're not seeing everything. Meditation is fucking exhausting and uncomfortable, physically and emotionally. Number one, I want to get the fuck up and I want to do all the things. And my body starts screaming at me like, bitch, move. You have an itch on your foot and all the things. It's uncomfortable to sit in the same position for any length of time. I don't have a great time. And your brain is used to a lot more stimulation than meditation provides. Okay. Meditation is just you and you, bitch. When you teach yourself to sit still and clear your mind, this is your number one fucking flex for resilience. This is your mental strength. Your body will be screaming at you. Your mind will be screaming at you. You will be thinking of all the to-do lists you've had for the past 25 fucking years. You'll remember that thing that you forgot like 7 years ago. You'll remember it because your body's like, fuck no, we're not doing this. We'll do anything but this. And you'll remember things that you have intentionally forgotten. It's fucking tough. Meditation is not easy breezy. Never would I ever pretend that it's fucking easy. And everybody has this whole idea of what it is because you watch too much fucking TV. I'll tell you that. You do not experience this stuff for yourself. I really thought it was just a matter of big deal. I'm just going to sit down, cross my legs, close my eyes, and stop thinking. It's never that easy. Now that I've practiced my mental toughness, I'm getting stronger so I can do the things like I will walking meditate while kids are talking to me. I could zone out into this fucking other dimension so easy. I could snap in and out of it. So if you ever see me with a blank stare, but I'm still kind of engaging in the conversation, 9 times out of 10, I'm in La La Land, bitch. I am gone. I am out of my body and I just am programmed robotically to nod and agree with everything you say and all the things. Okay. But this is why I'm pushing this on you guys so hard this week, because you have no idea. This is the foundation of opening so many doors, so many fucking doors, just wide open for you. This is what changed my life. Literally. Joe Dispenza. I watched his fucking Rewired on Gaia and I watched it over and over. And I was like obsessed from day one. It's an obsession. It's a beautiful fucking gift that we're given that we're not taught about. This is something that definitely should be taught in school. And I'm at the point now where I didn't teach any of my kids this. I didn't know. So they all think it's fucking whack. Like, they will not join me. And the little girls listen to the big kids, right? Like, it's not cool. It's not cool. But damn, if I would have known, you know what I mean? It would have been something I definitely raised them on. And I still practice, you know, the breathing techniques and all the things with the girls. I mean, I'm working on it, but I know how much it would have changed my kids' lives had they been brought up in a space where they were taught the meditation and the mindfulness. So that's my number one. That is my number one to fucking grow a pair, bitch. Okay. So that's just more, should we just call it growing balls, not mental toughness? You guys know what I'm saying? Like, growing balls, it's a mental game, right? That's what we're trying to dominate here. Another fucking way to grow your mental toughness is physical discomfort. I know, because this fucking sucks, but people do it. But a cold shower right there, just turning it on for 30 seconds. I can't even do 30 seconds, bitch. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. But a cold shower, hot weather, an exhausting workout, staying awake when you're very tired. These are just a few examples of physical discomfort. Put yourself in physically uncomfortable situations and see how long you can last. I mean, don't fuck yourself up, okay? We're not trying to get you to cause yourself any harm. So be smart, bitch, okay? Bring some common sense to the table. But it's one of those things, like, I used to run cross country many, many moons ago. And I remember there was always a point in my mind where I was like, fucking quit, bitch, just quit, just quit. And I kept going and my body shifted. It fucking elevated, because this is the thing. You're the boss of your body. So whatever you're going through, like going through that physical discomfort, it's one of those things where you learn to just like be aware of things that are happening in your body, not becoming them. It just heightens that conversation between you and that situation. Keep in mind that the level of discomfort, it doesn't have to be extreme. Okay. Mild discomfort over a longer period of time can be just as challenging. So that's why I say, like, you know, the cold shower, I will zap that thing on every once in a while, just to engage my fight or flight, because like there are periods in my life where I can go for a few weeks without my heart rate being elevated, right? So I feel like, you know, that peaceful zen, I just still want to make sure my body knows that I'm the boss and I can be the boss. So flipping on that cold water is a huge fucking shock. I mean, ice baths are all the rage, okay? I live in Michigan. Like, bitch, we could just jump in the lake. I don't have to go buy a fancy bucket. I could probably just put my feet in there and that'll be good for me. Let's go to what I think this would be number three. Okay. Emotional discomfort. Make yourself bored. Introduce yourself to 5 strangers each day. Ask out someone on a date. Sit, stare at the wall, and count until you give up. Boredom and anxiety are the basic emotions of discomfort. And you've got to test yourself each day. You will build incredible resilience, mental toughness, a pair, whatever it is, you will grow in this space. Number four, I'm going to tell you this one and I know it's going to hurt. And some of you are going to take this personal, like, fuck, that sucks. You want to talk about how to grow some mental toughness? Finish what the fuck you start. Everybody wants to quit before they're done. We'll vacuum the last room tomorrow. Okay. That's my thing. I'll put the laundry away tomorrow. It's been tomorrow for like 6 days. My husband just moved the baskets towards the doggy gate by my office. So I think that was a hint of like he's tired of looking at them. I don't know. I don't know why he moved it, but bitch, I'll do it tomorrow. Finish what you start. The last repetition of bench press isn't necessary. Why pound away on the treadmill for an hour when you can quit after 45 minutes? Some of those dirty dishes need to soak anyway. Seriously, just finish what you start. You could do this. Quitting is the result of either physical or emotional discomfort. You're uncomfortable, so you want to go sit down. You're uncomfortable, so you want to quit moving. Learning how to finish what you start is a great habit to grow and display your mental toughness. It's also great for your overall success in life. Only concern yourself with what you can control. That's going to be my number five, okay? Only concern yourself with what you can control. Bitch, God, I just have this overwhelming thing of like I have to keep repeating that. Only concern yourself with what you can control. Clear? I know this is fucking hard. One way to be tougher is to focus all of your mental and physical resources on just one thing. Something that you can control. Avoid spreading yourself too thin. Why worry about something that you can do nothing about? What is that thing right now? You're obviously worried about something that you can't do shit about. Tell me, how is it helping you?
It is a fact you waste a lot of your life worrying about shit you could do nothing about.
For a fact. So, number six, okay. This is going to be another little tough one for my honest bitches out there. Some of y'all are in denial.
You're in denial and we still love you. You'll catch up eventually, okay? Number six, you've got to avoid complaining. Complaining is a demonstration of weakness. You're fucking weak, bitch. No more complaining. If you're tough, you don't complain because nothing can bother you. Show yourself and the world that you're a tough guy or tough gal by not complaining about anything. That's it. The weakest people are the ones that are complaining the most. And by weak, I'm talking about these people are doing nothing, nothing to enhance their fucking experience on this planet Earth as a human being. They are a victim. They feel sorry for themselves and they talk shit about everybody else. You've just got to escape this fucking tornado of complaining. And that doesn't mean you have to tolerate something you don't like. Fuck no. We don't do that, bitch, okay? If you can change it, change it. If you can't, then you change your fucking perspective and you keep yourself from complaining about it. This was something that, my God, you guys, let's just talk about Mr. Lynette for a minute. Shocker, he's still around. He's still around. I haven't talked about him very much, have I? A dreamy stud muffin that I have right now that's laying upstairs, snuggled in bed with my baby underneath the blankets, all warm and cozy. But I've got this. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not jealous. He hated what he was doing and he was complaining kind of a lot. Kind of a lot. He never thinks it, but it's kind of a lot. And it finally got to the point of like, you could do something else. You're choosing not to. You're choosing this. So you need to have a different perspective. Cause like, I'm tired of hearing about it. Like, you can't complain about what you're choosing. And when you have that perspective of like, okay, wait, I am choosing this because I could do something else. I told that fool to go fucking work at Target. You know what I'm saying? Like, go do something else, like experience, explore. And, you know, complaining about the situation, it just makes you focus more of on all the things that you're not liking. So it's about your perspective. That's how you keep yourself from complaining. I've learned like when my kids are home, this house is a fucking disaster. And I opened my mouth the other day because like I'm trying to be tough, right? My college girls are leaving. Shay's packing her car
and I start to get a little teary-eyed, but you know, I start cleaning the house, okay? Because I'm going to tell you guys, when my loves are home, this house is a fucking disaster. I don't know what it is about two teenage girls who could turn this place upside down, but it happens every single time. It just happens. And I've learned to not complain. Like, I just don't complain. I just know, like, okay, they'll be gone in a few days and I'll clean the house. Like, complaining isn't going to get me anywhere, right? I can work with them, talk to them, all the things, but I would spend 99% of my time like fighting with them, and nobody wants to be that person, right? So I did make the comment though when she was getting ready. I'm like, well, we only have 3 more weeks, and at least on the bright side. She's like, what, mom? What's on the bright side? I'm like, the house is going to be clean. And if looks could kill, I would have dropped dead right then in that moment. Done. Just done. So I wasn't proud. I wasn't proud of the moment, but I just don't complain. It's the same thing. My son's room, disaster. And my husband brought it up the other day. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to choose my battles. Like, they're, that is their space. If they don't feel like they want to take pride in the space they're living in, I'm going to shut the door because I don't have to look at it. And complaining about it is not going to change a thing. It just doesn't. They've got to find their own way to their whatever it is, right? So pick your battles, man. And just the complaining for what? You know what I mean? We're here. We're living in the moment. We're choosing this. So why are we going to complain about it? And number 7, let's get to this, because I've been doing this week for you guys. And if you are listening to this podcast and you have not found my Facebook group, make sure you do. It's called Listen Bitch on Facebook. And you can follow me on TikTok. I'll go ahead and just keep plugging away at TikTok because that's where I've been spending my time. I'm doing the reels. I'm doing affirmations. So there's a lot of information for you. But I've done affirmations for 5 days this week. 5 days. I just recorded for Friday too. So there are affirmations there. You can take them and listen to them, you know, whenever you want. It's less than 3 minutes on each one, but this is number 7. Use them. Use the affirmations. And there are plenty of them that exist in the world that are related to mental toughness. And bitch, if you don't like mine, go to YouTube because they are loaded with videos of affirmations. It's just about honestly telling yourself each day how tough and resilient you are. You've got all these negative thoughts going in your head, okay? Affirmations are an easy fucking repetitive tool for me to just start changing the narrative in my brain. And then I can catch myself when I don't believe something. I'll feel the resistance. I feel the resistance when I type something. Like if I was like, you're going to wake up with $77 million in your bank account tomorrow, I'm going to red flag that shit. Okay. Like, bitch, you're stupid. That's not happening. Okay. That's not happening. But it's possible that over the course of the next few years, I could have $77 million in my bank account. It's possible. Once I shift that like definitive statement to something that's possible, then my brain starts to adapt it. And it's like, okay, we can work with this. So it's just a matter of like taking all these affirmations and saying it's possible. Okay. It's possible. You got to tell yourself each fucking day how tough and resilient you are. You are. You are tough. You are resilient. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are magnetic. You are powerful. You are a master creator, bitch. You are a creator of your reality, your future, your destiny. It's all up to you. Turn the fucking page and start over if you have to. Make this a daily habit. It takes time, but affirmations really make a fucking difference. If you have followed me since I published Once Upon a Time, bitches, that was my thing. Affirmations were my thing. Bitch, when I tell you I had construction paper affirmations all over my fucking house. Like if you came here, you would be like, what the hell is going on with this girl? And as a matter of fact, my husband and I are working on some next level goals again. I keep forgetting about the construction paper. This shit fucking worked. Before I even had a publisher, I had like, you are a published writer. You are a successful author. You are a business coach. You are a mindset coach. You are a powerful magnetic attractor. You are going like all the things, bitch. Construction paper all over my house, all over my cupboards, my mirrors, my walls, going upstairs, on the doors, everywhere. You could not escape it. And I know people came over side-eyeing me, but I don't give a fuck because all that shit that I threw up on construction paper. All those affirmations have changed my life. And that's why I give them to you. That's why I journal them. That's why I give you the prompts. That's why I'm doing this, because I'm telling you it works, and you just have to make them work for you. And it's not about like telling yourself this week, like, I'm strong, I am beautiful, I'm strong, I am beautiful. There is nothing wrong with me. There is nothing wrong with me. We all think there's something wrong with us. You need to get the narrative switch. There is nothing wrong with me. There is nothing wrong with me. There is nothing wrong with me. How many times do you have to repeat that for like a fucking year and your body's going to get it? I don't care how long it takes, bitch. I'll be doing affirmations for the rest of my life. Make it a daily habit. How tough are you? The truth is, it doesn't fucking matter. Whether you're super tough or a fucking little, you know, baby bitch, you can become even tougher. You don't have to join the Marines. You don't have to live in a cabin with no electricity or running water. You don't have to join a motorcycle gang. But bitch, I do want to start one. I would like to start a motorcycle gang. It's kind of a dream. Just matching jackets, right? Like matching jackets. You can learn how to be tough. You go through these steps. And you teach yourself every fucking day. That's it. How exciting is it to teach yourself something new every single day? To teach yourself a new affirmation to meditate on throughout the day? If you woke up every day and just chose one mantra. I am magnetic. I am charismatic. I am sexy. I am beautiful. I am love. I am patient. I am full of joy. Whatever fucking lights your fire, whatever gets you feeling good, take that and that's your thing for the day. Write it on the back of your hand. Put a note in your pocket. Fucking keep following Brandon motherfucking Lynette, because I got you, bitch. I got you. I love you. I love you, and I want to see you fucking killing it out there. I am here for you. I am doing this for you. Me, I want to be in bed right now. And that's exactly where I'm headed, because I'm about to close this bitch out. I want to be in bed right now. I'm not, because I want to be here for you, because I know you have it in you. This isn't an accident that you're listening. It's not an accident that this was the topic today. Trust your gut and focus on that one thing that you really need to work on one day at a time. Write yourself a little note. Put it in your notes on your phone. Fucking make it a screensaver, right? That's super easy. What do you do? Just, I don't know, write it on a piece of paper, take a picture, and then make that your screensaver. So every day you have a new affirmation to kind of reprogram your brain. We can't change our brains overnight. I mean, Jesus, mine has been doing what it's doing for over 40 fucking years. So when I want to do something new, I give myself the grace and I'm like, all right, bitch, you've been thinking this way for 40 years. Every little memory, emotion, fucking word, trigger, all these things are linked to that. So I don't expect to tell myself that I am beautiful all day and believe it. It's a process. It is a process. It's just a process like everything else, but we are playing the long game. We've been fucked around with all this fucking instant gratification bullshit, the get rich quick bullshit, the fucking find success quick and easy, blah, blah, blah. We are playing the long fucking game, and the long game is for you to just be the best version of yourself. And you do that by changing the wiring and the program that has fucked us up from day one, okay? From the bullshit influences and the trauma and the stress and the triggers and all the shit. We're here to rewrite the fucking narrative. Not rewrite your history, bitch, because that doesn't go anywhere. You could just choose to move on without it, right? That's what I want you to do. I want you to let go of the bullshit. All the things you were thinking today that were negative and just bleh, we're going to replace that. Just replace that with a new thought, a thought that makes you feel good. That is your fucking power to feel good. You get to choose that. And you don't beat yourself up for the days that you choose to feel bad. And if you've been listening the past 2 weeks, you know fucking Brandon Lynette chose a lot of days to feel bad. And I don't beat myself up for it. Like I look back at myself. I'm like, God, I'm glad that you just like sank into that moment. Fucking proud of myself. I never want you guys to think fucking everything looks perfect. That was a great conversation I had with one of my regulars, this guy named Jason. comes in from Chicago, and we're talking about how perfect some accounts look on social media. And right away, I lit up because this is a topic I love to talk about. If you are having to show yourself to be some perfect version of having it all figured out, having, like you're some level of perfect, and bitches still think this about me. Okay. I have a great example from last week of some petty ass little shit of some bitch that thinks I think that I'm perfect and I have my shit figured out. Whatever brought her to that conclusion, not my business. And I still don't give a fuck. But I do not like it when people think that I have everything figured out. Don't ever think that about me. I don't fucking know shit. I'm winging it every single day. I'm fucking winging it. And those bitches you see out there with that perfect fucking Instagram, they are the most insecure motherfuckers you're ever gonna know. They're fucking insecure as fuck. They can't be honest with themselves. They sure as fuck aren't gonna be honest with you. That's it. It makes me so like, it's just, are you kidding me? You're out here making this the norm of what people look up to. These are the expectations and all the shit. That's why I tell you, don't ever try to be perfect. The world needs you to be more of you, not you to be more of a fucking Kardashian, okay? Not you to be more of some fucking Hollywood star. No, bitch. You, more of you. Whatever makes you lean into that. That is your fucking power. We have enough fucking perfect Instagram models, right? Like, we don't need that shit. And I don't want you to be that. I want people to see that we are fucking human. It's real. It's raw. It's messy. And some of my most imperfect moments have brought me the most amazing gifts in my life. Those moments where I was vulnerable and I didn't give a fuck. Bitch, I don't know how to podcast. My friend asked me tonight, like, how'd you figure this all out? All the editing and all the things, and how do you get music in there? What do you do? And I just started laughing. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm gonna tell you how I record a podcast. I open up my MacBook, I put in some AirPods, I turn on Zoom. I have one shot. I don't ever edit. I have to remember to pause. If like my kids interrupt, I try to pause it, not stop the recording, okay? Because I can't restart the recording once I stop. So I have to just do one take. One take is all I get. And then I said, I save it to my computer and I could drag and drop it to Audio Boom. That's what I do. That's what I do. It's fucking messy, but it's so fucking simple. If I had to overthink this, I'd still be talking about the podcast. I'd be like, man, I really want to do a podcast. I really want to try this. Same thing with writing. Everybody can write. Anybody can write. But who fucking really does it? Who's really doing it? Are you trying to make it all perfect? Are you trying to go to school and learn all the techniques and all the things? Bitch, that's why we pay editors big money. They'll get your shit. They'll get you squared away. My point is, do it messy. Do it messy. I'd rather have this podcast up every day than have waited for like a tech guru to come in and fix all the things. And yeah, maybe someday when the podcast is something that is monetized, not necessarily the commercials, but streams of income flow in because you guys are just fucking amazing and you share it with everybody and I'm just blowing up with things. At that point, I might hire some like editor to add some music. I think that would be cool, right? Like it's shit I want to do, but it's just not on my list right now. It's not on my list of priorities. My priority now is to get this out and get this done. This is the magic I'm creating. This is the legacy that I want to leave. This is something, this fucking podcast, bitch. My great, great, great grandkids are going to be able to pull these files up. I'm doing this for all of you, for all of you, for however long that I get to be able to serve in this space. I fucking love it. I don't need it to be perfect. It just needs to be done. So many people have just fucking watched shit pass them by because they're waiting. They're waiting for it to be done. You know why? Because you're a mentally weak ass bitch and not the term of endearment kind of bitch. Not my real bitches. You are my real bitch. So I want you to seriously start growing a fucking set of balls. You've got to get mentally tough. And I feel like we're going to transition next week. I'm going to write a note as I'm saying this. Can you guys hear the pen rattling in the paper? We're gonna do self-esteem, confidence. I feel like this is really starting with this meditation. That's why I pressed so heavy on it this week. I feel like this is like the core foundation for us to really start to embrace who the fuck we are and to become confident. to get solid in our self-esteem. Knowing that if you're uncomfortable, you're growing. So we're going to flex that a little bit. And I want you to start doing that with some of these tips to just fucking growing your resilience. Teach yourself to sit through the uncomfortable shit. Teach yourself to just fucking sit. You can do that, bitch. You could do anything. You could do anything. I'm telling you, meditation is fucking magic. It's a magic little trick. But this is going to help us lead into what it takes to become confident. All of this stuff just flows together. Like it flows, bitch. Just beautiful, beautiful. So let's embrace the beauty of this fucking life. Let's embrace the fact that we are powerful creators. And let's celebrate that tomorrow is Friday, motherfuckers. So I will see you then. Enjoy your fucking baby Friday.